Right now we'd like to do a song for all you freaks out there.
Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many are those. Get off track at the intersection of the 20th and 21st century. It's rare import, independent, and demo. It's rocked by Christians. It's off the beaten track with Feeble Man.
The best hack ticked and stacked.
We'll be right back. What kind of car is the Antichrist going to drive?
I want to know.
Is the Crandall Soup Company putting satanic messages in your alphabet soup?
I want to know.
Are you making the maximum financial return from your investment in God?
I want to know.
Look for the answers to these and other vital questions in The National Conspirator, for those times when sound doctrine just isn't enough. Each issue is filled with the very latest in doctrinal fads, fancies, and fashions, so now you too can keep up to date on the juiciest end times gossip. Get to know who's who in the current satanic plot to take over the world and find new ways to make the scriptures work for you. If you love controversy and enjoy being distracted by the latest religious rumors, then The National Conspirator is the magazine you need. What does all this have to do with serving the Lord in simple obedience?
I want
to
know.
So do I. But we won't find out in The National Conspirator, the magazine for people with itching ears.
Like me.
Hey, this is Richard Lynch of Saint, and this is Off the Beaten Track with Feeble Man.
We continue our study in theology. Richard Lynch of Saint. Rich wraps it up. I'm looking at some of the lyrics on Hellblade, giving us some backstory on the lyrics.
Let's look at your lyrics, man. You're getting out, you know, doing some shows, getting a lot of distribution. Now the lyrics, that's where the rubber meets the road. Can you give us a synopsis of some of the key songs on the album? I'm thinking of The Blade, The Cross, Hell Train, Centerpiece, and Hellblade. In particular, right. The Blade kicks it off. Can you give us a synopsis of the lyrics?
I can do that. But I want to point, because you, I've known you for years and years. I mean, you were the voice of our intro back and at some of the beginning of our shows. And as you know, we wrote, you know, the Wars of the Sun and Time's End and Too Late for Living. Since those days, because some of that stuff was questionable as far as its biblical correctness is concerned. Matter of fact, very questionable. And in the early 2000s, I decided that I should take some courses. And so I spent about 5 years studying eschatology through the K. Arthur programs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that was extensive. It was intense study. So from 2004, from the End the Battle album on, basically everything that I wrote as far as End Times is very accurate now. So I don't know that if you noticed that or not. But
Well. Anyway,
The Blade, of course, is more apocalyptic end time themes that refer to the Antichrist and the regime coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What was the next song? To the Cross.
Yeah.
Of course, you know that was like a, for me it's the struggle of life. You know, you take three steps back and one step forward and 10 steps back, but it's all you always end up. You know, when Jesus loves you, you know, you give your life to Him, He loves you enough that you're going to end up back at His feet on that cross.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm wanting to say. You know, it's more than what you can conceive, the kindness that God gives us. What was the next song that you were
Hell Train. Hell, Hell Train.
Oh, the Hell Train. Actually, it was written by my my daughter's father-in-law.
Really?
Uh-huh. And he handed me this poem. I'm reading it, and I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. And you know, I had to do a little bit of arranging to it. But yeah, you'll see right on there the credits for Doug DiMiglio are right on there. That, you know, and then I helped kind of co-write and rearrange the lyrics. Jerry Johnson wrote the music parts to it.
And then the other song was a very creative song, and that was Centerpiece.
Oh, the Centerpiece. You know, that actually, for, you know, I'm a confused fellow sometimes, and that was going to be the title track for my new band. I was going to create another band besides Saint and get a different singer and a different players and just create a new band called Centerpiece. Mm-hmm. That would be Sinnerpeace.
Yeah.
Kind of a play on words.
Totally.
You know, and so originally that's what that ended up being, and the song is about Jesus being the center of our lives, and no matter, you know, how far we fall, once again, he's the centerpiece. He lights the way before us, you know, as we go.
Beautiful.
And then I think it was Hellblade you were talking about.
Yeah, wrapping it up, which, man.
You know, did you notice, did you catch the center part of Hellblade, Steve? Did you catch the part that said that, well, actually, it goes into, remember the song Time's End?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, it actually, that song is basically a rewritten version of the song Time's End.
Hmm.
And again, it's, you know, an apocalyptic theme about the end during the tribulation period.
Right. A lot of theology in this CD. When I first listened to it, I'm going, this is stout stuff, musically and lyrically. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome.
Well, you know, when we're a Christian band, there should be a lot of theology.
That's right.
There's some political songs. You know, New World Order is very political. And what's the other one? Crying in the Night's kind of political. Because I think that as Christians, we need to have our fingers on the pulse of what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of touched on a little bit of the political side of me.
But in addition to these songs, there's a lot of very encouraging songs of hope and, you know, reunion with Christ.
You know, I told the people in Puerto Rico last weekend, you know, I said, we write a lot of songs that are, you know, apocalyptic, and that they speak a lot of the Great Tribulation and end times. But the most important message that we can bring anybody is that, you know, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And
that's it. That's
that
it.
Simple. And that's the message that within all of everything that I have there and that I've written, that's the message that I want to make sure people hear and know and understand.
Their history, a recent tour, and lyrics on the new project Hellblade. That was Richard Lynch of Saint. I'm Feeble Man for Off the Beaten Track.
And now, speaking in reply to an editorial broadcast last week on this station, is Mr. Hutto Krunk. Mr. Krunk.
Thank you. Last week, this station had the unmitigated gall to broadcast their belief in Jesus Christ and his soon return. Now, I was born in the United States, and I've been to church, so I like to think of myself as a Christian. But I find it hard to believe that this is, as this station puts it, the final days. In fact, I find a lot of what the Christians are saying today hard to believe. Take, for instance, evolution. Christians are saying that God made man out of dirt. Come on, now, I find it hard to believe I'm nothing more than a big mud pie, you know? On the other hand, I have no trouble whatsoever believing that many of my relatives are monkeys, and I'm sure most of you would agree with me. And what about astrology? You know, they say you can't even rely on your horoscope anymore. Now, I don't see anything wrong with it. Of course, I don't believe in astrology, but then again, I'm a Sagittarius, and we're naturally skeptical anyway. What really gets me upset, you know, kind of gets me sweaty behind the collar, is this thing they're calling the rapture, or rapture, you know, where Jesus calls all the Christians to fly to heaven. And what's more, they say that it could happen at any time, hottie, ha, 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 come on, can you imagine that? Thousands of Christians flying around the sky? Ridiculous. And how will you know which ones to take? Yeah, you know, with Christians saying things like this, it's no wonder most of the folks in our community don't even go to church. Now look, we all know if you want someone to agree with you, you gotta tell them something they can believe. So let's stop all this science fiction jazz and get back to preaching the golden rule and church potlucks, you know? And the next time you hear someone talking about Jesus coming back sooner, this rapture thing, you know, you tell them you won't believe it till you see it. Thank you.
Flashing new cars and diamonds, rings. There's just a someone who cares what God thinks. We'll be right back.
Guys? Hey, where'd everybody go? Come on. Uh-oh.